Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
A few weeks ago, before resurrection season started, we were in a teaching I entitled, Elevate Your Faith for Dream Fulfillment. Excuse me. Elevate your faith for dream fulfillment. Proverbs 13 and 12 from the King James Bible says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, my purpose in this teaching, now we've already had three sessions in it. My purpose has been to build your faith, to get you to the place of where you are wanting to reach for more, believe for more, cause more to happen, and not give in to delay, delayed manifestations, or as the Bible said, deferred hope, delayed hope. I've pointed out in this teaching that we are believers, children of God. Listen, you are a spirit being. No, I said it like this. You are not a natural person having a spiritual experience. If you were just a natural person having a spiritual experience, listen, then as a natural person, you would not know how to cause spiritual experiences to take place. So now you have to succumb to time. But I told you, you are not a natural person just having a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual person causing natural experiences. You see the difference? Since I'm a spirit being causing natural experiences, then I no longer live or I no longer am dictated to by delayed manifestations. That's why in this teaching, I was teaching you about receiving, the receiving component. I think that I shared with you, I'm not going to go over all the notes that we've already covered in this teaching, but some notes are important. And I said that first and foremost, you got to understand it's time to receive on another level. It's time for you to receive on another level. The level you've been on, you've outgrew. You've outgrown that level. That's why frustration sets in. You're still, now with the revelation you've caught, you're wanting to receive more on the same level. But that same level you've been on, you got there without the revelation you have now caught. Now the revelation you have now caught has catapulted you to a new level. And so now you have to begin receiving from that level and not go back to what's been comfortable for you. I'll say it for you. See, I was just waiting on the anointing to kick in. I knew it was going to take care of that cough. Jesus. You have to understand how to live at this place where you've made up in your mind, it's time for me to receive at another level, and I won't settle for nothing less. Two, I share with you that you have to put yourself in a higher receiving position. So we talked about the big difference between partaking and possessing. We talked about that receiving precedes the having. So see, this is a mind renewal, that you have to renew your mind. Now you're going to live by this. Whereas before, you waited to feel something. Then you said, I got it. You waited till you saw something. Then you got joyful. No. You understand now that receiving precedes the having. Uh-huh. And that now I'm going to operate at this place consistently. Three, I said you have to develop a receiving consciousness. Develop a receiving consciousness. Now, you're going to have to go back and listen to the previous three sessions on this to really get this, man. Because right now, your natural tendency will fight you, your habits, your habit of how you respond to things, how you respond to life, how you respond to situations and circumstances, how you even respond to yourself, how you respond to your body, what your body does or what it doesn't do, how you respond then, how you respond to other people, and also how you respond to God. You have to renew your mind now. See, I can't go back to old Mark when I first got to Buffalo. And there's a lot of folks, when I first got to Buffalo, they thought I was pretty deep. Man, I look back at that boy, I said, oh my goodness. He had a lot to learn. But see, for where they were at that time and for where I was at that time, you know, it was at a place because I was reaching and they saw me reaching and they wanted to reach and they knew better was for them and more was for them. And so we started reaching together. Some of them who met me when I first got here, they now are, they have been a part of Faith Word for a while, over 20 years, some of them. But my point is in this, that you have to come to this conclusion. It's time to receive at another level, and I'm not going to be denied. See, let's look back at this verse. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Now, we talked about this heart sickness, this sick business with the heart. When we're talking about heart, we're talking about your spirit, the core, the real you. Well, if I'm born again, then how is my born again spirit sick? No. Not in that essence, like you know sickness is, like when sickness is in your body, the symptoms you have. No. In this sense, we're talking about that now, because you've given in to deferred hope, you've given in to delayed hope, you've given in to delayed manifestations, and it has caused you to become frustrated, agitated, irritated, exasperated. Are you listening to me? Now, from your spirit, you're not reaching anymore. That's a sick heart. Because your spirit is a production center. I shared with you in this teaching already that you have to see this spiritual sickness as when you're not expecting more, because your spirit man is called to produce. I think I gave you this already, that I said that your future is in your heart. Your future is not in time. No, you are an eternal being. Let me show you a scripture. Stay at Proverbs. Keep a mark at Proverbs 13. Now, let me show you this scripture. Look at this. Look at 1 Timothy. This just came to mind. Chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Glory to God. You see how the devil tried to mess up stuff? All that coughing I was doing. Why I ain't cough now? Because the anointing done kicked in. That joker came messing with stuff now. That's all I was waiting on. Look at this. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Very familiar verse. Fight the good fight of faith. Look at the next part. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed, watch this, a good profession before many witnesses. Now, laying hold, you know what laying hold, taking possession of, laying hold on eternal life is appropriating, activating, and applying or putting into practice what the Bible says about you and who the Bible says you are because of you being born again. Because you have eternal life, you're not going to get eternal life. See, laying hold of on eternal life is laying hold of the realities of God. You're now willing to work a revelation into manifestation, Jesus. The revelation to you now is more real than the manifestation. Did you get that? Because it's a spiritual truth, a reality. Go back to Proverbs 13. So the heart's sick. You got to understand, your heart is a production center. Your future is in your heart. You're not waiting on a future. You're causing a future. Jesus, come on, somebody. You used to wait till something happens. Come on, everybody say, I used to do that. Yeah, you used to wait till something happened. You used to live by whatever happens to you or whatever doesn't happen. But now, come on, say now. See, now you're going to be receiving at a new level. You don't wait on something to happen because you are causing things to happen. Jesus, I pray. Why? Because see, I'm yielding. You're yielding to the Holy Spirit who's revealing to you things to come. Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not in you to cause you to wait for things to come. He reveals things to come. You use your faith to cause it to come. Come on, somebody. Jesus. I hope I don't lose nobody. But it's this heart sickness that hinders dream fulfillment. If my heart is sick, I won't be reaching. I won't be believing. I won't be expecting. A spiritually sick heart is one that has lost its passion, lost its joy. It has weak faith. It loses that desire to believe God for more. That's when your faith has lost its punch. But you got to understand that also that, see, your spirit man wants to see the will of God comes to pass. Your spirit man wants to cooperate with the will of God. Your spirit man wants to be a conduit for the supernatural. But see, when you start giving in to deferred hope, you'll be hindering your spirit, glory to God, from producing. Okay. I think I gave you this translation before. Yeah, we had a PowerPoint, but we don't have one tonight. God's word translation of this same verse says, delayed hope makes one sick at heart. But a fulfilled longing is a tree of life. Well, now, how do we access this tree of life? Who is this tree of life? For you and I, it's Jesus. It is a tree of life. Jesus is a tree of life for you and I. Well, Jesus being the living word, we have the written word, then the word of God is also the tree of life for you and I. Look at this. Look, same chapter, Proverbs 13. Look, drop down now to verse 19. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. But it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. The desire accomplished. So for me as a child of God, who's walking by faith and not by sight, when is the desire accomplished? When I see something or when I receive it? Because receiving precedes the having. Come on. Okay, I got to get further than this. Y'all. Glory to God. How much time I got? Because I'm going to work this day. All right. I share with you that for this lesson, a dream is the ability to see what could be. A dream is not the ability to see what is, what's around you. A lot of times you've been praying about what you see. You're not praying and calling forth possibilities. Come on, it's time to receive at another level. Come with me tonight. You have to understand that your prayer life is not about telling God about what the devil is doing in your life. Your prayer life is not about telling God what has gone wrong in your life. Because he didn't lie to us. He already told us, Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He told us to expect deliverance. If I'm going to expect deliverance, I can't be praying about the affliction. Because if I make my focus the affliction, then my focus will not be on the deliverance that God has promised me. I'm helping somebody tonight. You have to understand that you're not an ordinary person. You are a peculiar people. Come on, somebody. You are a peculiar people. And we're going to develop this receiving consciousness because God can't lie. And so you have to understand that a dream is the ability to see what could be or the ability to see what's possible. And if God is telling me to elevate my faith for more dream fulfillment, then he's telling me to elevate my faith for more possibilities to take place in my life. Jesus! Everyone say it's the will of God to manifest more possibilities in my life. Come on, that's a good time to praise him. Put your hands together and praise him right there. Praise him. Oh, I love this. I love this. I love this. Watch this. When you're elevating your faith for dream fulfillment, you're elevating your faith to access what's possible. When you're elevating your faith for dream fulfillment, you're activating what could be for you. Now, if you understand how to access what is possible and activate what could be, you'll never be stuck in life another day. Your days of being behind will be over. Your days of feeling stuck, being stuck, looking stuck, it's over. Why? Because you're in the business of accessing what is possible, activating what could be. See, you're moving. You're laying hold on eternal life. Jesus. Okay. I shared this with you already. Number one, possibilities for you do not come from comparisons. So, I don't draw what's possible for me by comparing myself to somebody else. So now, if you're going to receive at another level, you got to make up in your mind that elevating your faith, I'm talking to you now, whoever this is for, elevating your faith is all about being delivered from comparisons. And right now, I'm speaking to you by the Holy Ghost. You're still giving in at times to comparing yourself. You still don't believe in who God has called you to be. Stop right now. Stop right now. Just lift your hands and say, Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. This may not be for everybody, but that person know who I'm talking to. Yeah, see, sometimes you secretly or inwardly compare yourself. And so now that contaminates possibilities for you, because possibilities for you do not come from comparisons. Two, possibilities for you do not come by competition. Go with me in your Bibles to Mark 9. My throat is dry. Mark 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Well, if I understand this, that possibilities for me don't come from comparisons, then that means, watch this, anytime I'm comparing myself, I have stopped believing God. Ah, come on, somebody. See, to elevate your faith for dream fulfillment, these are the things you got to rise above. Anytime you compare yourself. So let's take me for example. Now, I obeyed God and started Faith Word Fellowship. Faith Word will be 25 years old in August. I'm using my faith, believing God the best way I know how. And I never expected the transition we've gone through. Nor did I expect the numbers that we've maintained. Why? Man, I'm teaching the word. I know I'm anointed for this. Now, the whole time, the devil is in my ear saying, you can do better in Texas. You can do better in Texas. I got to resist that. And so for a while there, God had to deal with me about my tendency to compare myself, because I'm saying, well, if it's not happening, I must not be good enough. Lord, get somebody else to do it. You know how God delivered me? He reminded me of this. He says, Mark, when I asked you to start Faith Word Fellowship, I didn't ask you to start it for you. His exact words were this: will you do it for me, son? And I said, yes. Will you do it for me, son? So if you're doing it for me, son, you can't compare yourself to anybody else. because I didn't ask them to do this work, this assignment for me. I asked you. I picked you out special, Jesus. I said, oh my goodness, man. So then I started realizing something that, for example, in North America, we as Christians in North America, we gauge that we're hearing God by popularity. You with me? By population, meaning numbers. Is it populated? And we don't gauge or judge ourselves by, am I pleasing God? Because we want to impress people. And my brothers and sisters, God wants to bring more of your dreams to pass, but he wants you to know he's bringing them to pass because of you, your and his relationship, not about impressing anybody else. God wanted me to tell you tonight, again, he loves you. Come on, say, God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. He loves you. Yes, he loves you. Glory to God. So I said, wow. So I found out, man, people try to pull on you. Possibilities for me don't come from comparisons. Also, possibilities for me don't come by competition. I don't draw what's possible for me. You don't draw what's possible for you by competing with others or trying to impress others. Now, you have to make up in your mind that you, and you do know, come on, say, come on, point to yourself and say, you do know, you do know. Yeah. You do know when that feeling comes too, when you're trying to impress. You do know when that feeling comes that you're trying to look good. You do know when that feeling comes that you know, you want to try to make yourself out to be more than you are, or you want people to acknowledge you or acknowledge what you've done. No. What we do, we're doing as unto the Lord. If no other man passes on the back, we don't need it. Come on, say, I don't need it. If no one else comes by and cheer us or applaud us, we don't need it. Come on, say, I don't need it. If no one else comes by and acknowledge the extra work you do on the job, the extra work you do in the home, the extra love you put in cooking that meal, the extra, whatever you did extra, if nobody else recognizes, we're doing it as unto the Lord. Why? We're elevating our faith for dream fulfillment. Okay. And then we got to understand possibilities for you and I, they come by our covenant with God. Possibilities for us come by our covenant with God. Possibilities for us come by our covenant with God. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 8. Very familiar verse, Hebrews chapter 8. Now, Mark 9:23 said, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things. So now, if all things are possible to the believer, then the believer now has to start living a life of, watch this, that they're not going to miss out on any good thing. And that's what this teaching is about. To point your attention to the goodness of God. You're not going to miss out. God loves you too much to let you miss out. Okay, Hebrews 8 verse 6 says, but now hath he, Jesus, obtained a more excellent ministry by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises, a better covenant. Possibilities for you and I come by our covenant with Almighty God. All right. Now, go with me in your Bibles, because I want to get to this in these closing moments. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm going to camp here for the rest of the lesson. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. So I had to start learning that my ministry is not based upon my following. My ministry is not based upon popularity. My ministry is not based upon people. My ministry is not based upon platforms. My ministry is not based, are you following?